The purpose of this exercise is for students currently about to take their final A2s to look at some of the examiner's report from previous A2 evaluations done by the chief examiner and put on the EdExcel site. There they quote some extracts from paragraphs and explain why they think they're good. And what I have done is to put these into an exercise whereby the student can see what is strong and what isn't. They hear my commentary and they combine my commentary with their own judgments to answer the questions underneath. And how I began that was with two introductions. An introduction that the chief examiner had said was not particularly good, although doing a competent job, and one that the chief examiner thought was much stronger. And both of them I thought could have been stronger still, and that was what I was hoping that the student would take on board through listening to my commentary. In the very first one, the question should be made plain from just reading the paragraph introducing their answer. It should be very clear straight away that the introduction is setting out to answer whether it was that Anglo-Spanish relations declined because of the religious issues, the fact that Queen Elizabeth was Protestant. And the date in the introductory question was from 1553, so relations between Spain and England were covered from the beginning of Mary's reign. Mary the First, who had married Philip and had been a very devout Catholic herself. And so it's quite clear, is it just as soon as Elizabeth arrives on the throne and is a Protestant that relations between the two countries start to deteriorate, or are there other factors? If you're going to consider the debate, you've got to see also that there were other factors involved. The student here makes it plain that they know that they've got to consider whether Mary also was important. It does discuss the fact that Elizabeth's accession is 1558, 5 years after the beginning of the question. And they also go on to say quite clearly that Philip II is a zealous Catholic and Elizabeth is a Protestant, so that's going to clearly perhaps affect relations. What they don't do is establish what the debate is therefore going to be about. They say that that's going to impact on relations, but it doesn't suggest that other factors perhaps are more important. And by the very fact that it takes 30 years before Elizabeth and Philip go to war, actually decline into war, that perhaps other factors are more important. Ideally, therefore, the student should have referred to the fact that foreign relations, the proximity of the conflict in the Netherlands, the attacks by pirates in the New World trying to muscle in on trade, all these things need to be considered in establishing how important religion was, as opposed to other factors in heralding the decline into conflict between the two countries. And so feeling a safe pair of hands, more perhaps should have been made of the other factors and how they should compare. And I'm personally not greatly in favour of repeating a question with a question. I would show what factors you need to include to answer that question. On page 2, there's a stronger introduction. The examining body were more pleased with this one. I thought it was not brilliantly expressed, and I would have preferred it to not include in brackets its supporting evidence. I don't feel that that made it flow very well. It was a little bit abrupt, but it did indicate that this candidate had established early that it needed to examine just how dangerous the Pilgrimage of Grace was, and it showed early that it could. There are levels of danger. It isn't just that by being a threat to the government, it perhaps didn't imperil Henry, and that it does show. It also is looking at comparative sources and establishing that they all indicate that Henry on the throne was not threatened by this rebellion. he did possibly have a fear himself that he'd been taken to some sort of challenge, because his reprisals were very harsh, and that he had to resort to trickery to beat the rebels. But it establishes fairly early on that all the sources would lead you to suppose that actually his position on the throne is not in threat. So this is quite a good one. It probably could have been made a little bit less cumbersome, but it does the job. And to that respect, the exam board were pleased and felt that it was leading in the right direction, clearly answering the question. On halfway down page 2, I put in a paragraph taken again from the exam board, which was in the body of the essay, answering this time another sources question, but trying to work out whether opposition to religion was the cause of rebellions in 1549. And this is not a very good job, which was useful for demonstrating all sorts of things that could definitely be very significantly improved. One of the most important things in an introduction is that the candidate shows that they've understood the question and they know what has to be included in order to answer it properly. This candidate patently fails to do that. There's nowhere where you can see clearly that the debate here would be between whether it's religion that has caused the rebellions in 1549 or whether indeed it is other factors that are at least as significant or more so. The candidate has an unfortunate sort of inclination to assume that all rebels are going to be exactly the same. Talks about during the 16th century, common people were prone to become rebels as protests, and fighting had become part of their nature, as though all common people are exactly the same, which is not a very good way of writing and does make any examiner think that this person is not a very sophisticated historian. They go on to sort of indicate that they're not at all a sophisticated historian by their very, very weak evaluation of the historians. They have put that historians can't be trusted because obviously they weren't there, and since they weren't there at the time, they won't have seen and won't therefore be able to judge. This is very weak and would make any examiner cringe, you know, not being able to evaluate the quality of the historians. Having said that, the candidate does go on to do a bit of comparison, talks about a book called Edward VI, which clearly believes there was strong resistance to religious change, whereas in Source 2 they see there as being different reasons. So the candidate has realised that the sources are not all in agreement and shows that, doesn't move on to show which is stronger or why, but there's a clear possibility that they may have been going on to do that. So we are not yet dismissing this candidate, but we are a little bit sceptical, to use their word, about their capacity to evaluate historians' evidence because of this idea that they weren't there at the time. The other thing that is pretty cringe-making is all three sources that I will be looking at. I would have hoped by the end of 2 years that students would no longer be mentioning themselves. They would realize it's much more sophisticated to evaluate just from the evidence, not bring themselves and their own feelings into it, which always weakens their case. So this candidate isn't a write-off, and that's, you'd be able to point out to the assessment, and if you were trying to make a judgment as to how good this was, you'd say, well, it doesn't indicate that it's going to fail, but it's not nearly as good as the extract that is on page 4. So to look at how it can be done and done really well, turn over the page to page 4 and look at a level 5 version. This student obviously is working at a very high level. Just this one paragraph obtained 12 points. It showed that it was completely question focused, and that it could look at historians' evidence critically and assess whether they are in fact making points that are convincing. For instance, when she says, Russell suggests that the rebellion convinced Henry to draw back, but there is very little evidence for this. And later on, ultimately the idea that the pilgrimage threatened Henry's ability to govern in whatever way he pleased, the idea that he had to tread carefully following the rebellion can be rejected. And I thought the judgment at the end, if anything, he had more power, having demonstrated that a rebellion against his authority would not be tolerated, was an extremely interesting analytical point. So this definitely is densely packed with really interesting information. And I would like the student to try and assess this and extract as much as possible before I take in this piece of work and judge whether the student is spotting a really good piece of writing and why it is doing such a good job.